Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Fernando, aka Great Inferno. Today's segment, I would like to talk about the young people. Yeah, the young people. You know, young people in particular, maybe like from 18 to 39, actually categorize the young people. You know, that breaking down the categories, you know, the the young people in mind, that it's a person between actually 18 and 39. Now, the... You know, just don't get mistaken on the young people, like kids and, you know, teenagers and all that. Because, you know, the adults, and, it's a person between the 13 and 17. The young adult stage in human development. It actually, like, proceeds in the middle adulthood. And this person in adulthood is the stage between 40 and 65. So that's, you know, this is the topic I want to talk about is those who are in my category. I'm 33 years old, so I would trying to reach out to those and still young, not young in mind, or not young in so physically, because, so, you know, you can see there's people out there that are in their 50s and 60s and they're jogging and they're, you know, doing things that 18, you know, the young people that usually do. So, and I just want to talk to those, you know, who, I mean, if you're young and if you think you're falling into this category, then, you know, so be it. The young adults are generally in good health. I mean, that's how we, you know, between, you know, 20 and 35 years of age, and we were at the peak of our, what they call the health, you know, and the healthiness of our youth, you know. You know, we're not subject to neither childhood diseases like, you know, influenza and mumps and stuff like that, you know. We've done that. I remember having that as a child, you know, influenza and mumps and chicken pox and all that. We're not also, you know, neither problem of senescence, which is, you know, the sign of aging. Although some people out there, they would have, you know, the premature aging of their skin or their appearance, and those are actually that disease that's associated with that. So. In developing countries, let's talk about this a little bit. Mortality rates from 18 to 40 age group are typically very low. And like they say, men are more likely to die at this age than more than women. You know, particularly between 18 and 25. The reason being, it's that, you know, to find out that there are more car accidents and suicide. That includes with that and just sickness, you know. The mortality statistics among men and women kind of level off during the late 20s and 30s, and that's due to part of you know, that the good health and less risk in taking behavior, you know, because man is with his ego, you know, skydiving. Going to speed limit, you know, stuff like that. That would be one of the factors. The cancer is much less common in young and then older adult, exceptions of testicular cancer or cervical cancers or Hodgkin's lymphoma. I'm not going to talk about cancers or anything like that. I'm just trying to, you know, talk about the general. The adulthood when it comes to health and et cetera. In modern societies, The young adults in their late teens, early 20s encounter a number of issues as they finish school and begin to hold full-time jobs or taking the responsibility of adulthood. Responsibility is a major thing out there when it comes to young people or young adulthood. Responsibility and also the commitment plays a big role on that. When you're on that age, the self, you know, become mature, the self becomes the main reliance, and the young adults will strive to become independent from their parents. Although some of the other people out there, I won't mention any name, I'm not saying it's bad to live with your parents or anything like that, but I'm just saying there's still people out there that still, you know, live with their parents, but you know, on the same token, they take a full responsibility of their, you know, bills, jobs, or whatnot, and they can make their own decisions, you know. During the young adult stage, mainly the majority think in more mature manner and takes issues more seriously, like you know, the next presidential election, you know, their future investments, you know, that they need to take, and they look into that more seriously, you know, as you matured. And so that's a different that. this is what the expert says on young adulthood and stage for human development. Basically, they learn their value in both tangible and intangible objects. So, you know, their relationship with their parents and older adults change. Everything changes, you know, when you go through the puberty. In many cases, however, young adults and adolescents have enormous talent that they can outstrip or they can get from other adults. Influence, what I'm trying to say. That's what the influence from their parents, guardians, or anything like that. That's actually being molded throughout your adulthood. They're more likely you know, when you're in your 30s, this is what the study finds, that in your 30s, you know, that's middle 30, 34 through 39, this is what they called settling down, and characterize that. Because of the, you know, they often become more focused on advancing their careers, gaining stability in their personal lives. You know, they may even have started family, thinking about, you know, having a family, actually. Well, I got married when I was 22, so I'd had that that time or that feeling of settling down and starting a family. Although that changes, and you know, and it was kind of like a roller coaster ride, and the young adults. I'm going to go back to the responsibility and commitment. When it comes to responsibility and commitment, they don't want to take responsibility of their own actions. I know I've run into a lot of young adults. You know, when I've talked to them, you know, about investing. You know, these people about like from the age group of I would say 25 to like you know 30. Or even younger, like let's say 22, you know. would I mention anything or something about investing, or you know, what do you want to do for your future? What do you see? What's your long-term goals? They seem to be confused and what they need to what kind of answer that they need to give me. That's I know that some of the majority of them are still in college, you know, and they you know, this is what they usually tell me, that this is what I'm taking, you know, this is what I go to college for, and this is what I what I want to do. Sometimes, you know, just that's what I'd like. When I was 22, I mean, I want to be, you know, I want to be a bounty hunter, you know, stuff like, you know, forensic science or anything like that, and that changes me throughout times. And you know, when I was like 28, you know, I was like, man, I want to get I want to get a get into guest service industry, so I know I got some degree. But actually, yeah, that changes, and that changed. So that when I was like 28 or 29, and that's when I, really, what is that? My alarm? Oh man. One second here. Listen to this real quick. Back. Sorry about that. I had to turn off my alarm. Now I want to keep going over here with that. I'm trying to get the point across. The what's going on in young people's mind? There's a lot of stuff in young. What's going on? Besides the obvious fact that partying and getting some what do you want to call that? But they have to you guys have to realize about the economic impact that what were you having when it comes to to our economy what you're facing now, because today's young adults they are partyings and whatnot. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, I've done that, this, but you got to be responsible when it comes to things like that. And I know a lot of people. I'm not generalizing the young adults or young people out there. But you're going to feel so in the future. You're the one that's going to ride this economic turmoil. Today's young adults are feeling the impact of massive shift in the economy, in the U.S. economy, because changes are documented in new data report from some websites. I don't know the website, but it's if you can Google that, economic impact of young adults, you can be able to look it up. This is an analysis of public opinion. I believe that's the polling done by the Center of American Press, and that was announced in a conference back then. I think that was a year ago. But get this, though. The report shows that the combination of declining incomes and growing debt and a high cost of education, homeownership, and health care conspiring to make this generation the first to not surpass the living standard of their parents. Can you imagine? I mean, you think that back then, you when you look back and you say, wow, we were poor. we're not getting by. But the statistic says that this generation is aspiring to make generation first to not surpass the living standard. That means you are going to be poor below that new parents, more likely if you don't do anything about it. A lot of young adults that I run into, most of them are, have a different views than I do. That liberals and whatnot, or things like that. We have nothing in common when it comes to government, and then most of them would think that the government can be forced for a good in the economy, and that increased investment in healthcare, stuff like that, education, and other cases, and there's other areas, and the sustainable economic growth. But that comes in any age groups. It comes in individually. It's up to you, and how do you present, or how do you determine your future? Because there's a lot of things out there that, especially the upcoming presidential elections, with the healthcare, actually there's a debate tonight too, I think I'm going to watch that. And so a lot of young people right now, they're out there and they want to vote. I don't know if that's for a responsible reason. Oh, I don't know. I'm glad that, according to the poll, that there's a lot of young people, new voters out there that's coming out. and I don't know who you, I don't care who you're gonna vote for, but you know, please just research the you know McCain's background, what he did, or Obama's background and what he did, and all that. But I'm not gonna talk politics about this. You know, it's just not here. It's not in my segment. You know, I'm here for really what's in young people's mind. Young people's mind, they see everything. Everything is in turmoil. You know, they're learning about you know, the stock markets. You know, how shaky are the stock markets nowadays, and they see what else do they see? Well, they see investment. I mean, there's a lot of young adults out there. Like I said, I'm not generalizing all of them. You know that some of them are you know lazy. Some of them are any age groups. We find those. I find that like just very tiny fragments of young entrepreneurs out there because of I guess they you know some of all think that they need to have a college degree to you know to earn or to basically just start you know their own business and everything. And actually you can go any website and well, you can Google the entrepreneurial or whatever young adult and you'll be able to find out people out there that made it. And actually I run into a website called it's inc.com. It's actually 30 before 30. It means say you know they're rich before they even hit the age of 30. I wrote a blog, if you can check it out. You can go to www.aholeinthemiddle.com, and you should be able to find that a blog about the young entrepreneur out there. There's one guy that talked about the there's actually brothers that talked about they used to catch lobsters and they talked about the and now they're selling actually the lobster trappers. Traps, timeshare. that's what is that? A timeshare for lobster traps. That's funny, because also the college. Let's go back to the college degrees. The college it's actually the debt. I'm looking at the records right now. The average college graduate has nearly $20,000 in debt. And this average, an average credit card has increased 47% between 1989 and 2004 for the ages of 24 to 25. That's 11% on 18 and 24 years old. And get this, one in the five and 18 to 24 years old is in debt hardship. And it's up to 12%. And that was back in 1989, though. You can go to college. And I was on the other website the other day. And they're talking about like you know if you want to be successful, you know you need to get some kind of a degree or they have more percentage of numbers of people that became successful that have or had a college degree. But the thing is that those are you know majority of those people are you know paying their college debt or until today to this point, and that's when. And then there's a lot of you know people. I know a lot of you young people have talked and have mentioned everything. Oh, I want to start my own business and all that thing, and I have this great idea and all that stuff. But I don't know where to start. You know, I mean, first of all, if you really want to do something, I mean, you gotta you know first make a step. You know, whether it be like just looking and getting information, or anything like that. But the I just want to have that in the background. I got 10 minutes over here, but for many young entrepreneurs, like I said, starting business comes to you know getting a startup you know startup cost. They see that they think that that they need to have this large amount of money to start their own thing. But you can actually go to a lot of websites and. You know, you can be able to find if you have a really good patent or really good products or services or things that you need to, you think that a lot of people would benefit from. I mean, that's something that you need to go ahead and go grab it. You know, don't let that. The time is now. That's what I'm trying to say. And also that just not just that, they run into the skepticism, whether it be like from strangers or you know, most of them like friends and family. And then in the 4 years of business schools have been criticized for focusing too much on analysis, and not enough in practical experience. With that being said, it's the business school, you know, that, like I said, a lot of people out there that think that in order for you to become an entrepreneur or start on something, to have a college degree, which, you know, that's flat wrong. I mean, that's, I can name a few that they didn't have a college degree or anything like that. Now, what I'm trying to say, and I'm not saying that, you know, quit your schooling or anything like that. I'm just merely saying that, you know, there's, I mean, if, I mean, what is your desire? That's what I'm trying to say. That's what is your desire? That's well, you know, you want to go to school. Maybe, you know, you think that's going to get you there. I mean, that's, I mean, to what you want to do. I mean, that's more power to you. You know, right now that you know, if you look into like, let's say, starting your own company or anything like that. I mean, just all you have to do is look around. Okay, that's what you need to do. And I think, you know, I mean, you can really tell what's on young people's mind if, what the heck was that? You just go to like, I mean, YouTube is cluttered with young people's mind. You know, they're, I know a majority in there just, you know, just social network, but, you know, you have to have this entrepreneurial mindset where, you know, I'm here at Facebook. How am I going to make money on Facebook? You know? Or MySpace. I'm here in MySpace. How am I going to make money in MySpace? That's this entrepreneurial mindset. And what's going on in young people's mind is not that. You know, it's, I mean, you can still have fun and take care of your future. You know, so they can get that, basically, that's back in the, you know, in the 60s, actually, it's like a few, a fraction of people that really, you know, well set, or really when they're in college and really and had a thought about, hey, what, you know, when I retire, am I going to be set? Am I going to be well off? You know, is my job's going to take care of me when I retire? You know, how long is my job going to last? I mean, there's a lot of big companies out there that laying off a lot of people, so that's what they need to start thinking. You know, I mean, I'm not here to convince you anything, but you know, and talk to a counselor, talk to your parents, or talk to your mentor, anything like, what do they think about that? I mean, you know, and just because you talk to them doesn't mean you need to get their opinions or their advice. I mean, you know, God gave you brain. It's just kind of a, you know, research it and see what you think of it. With that said, I just want to close this saying that once again, you can read that blog about the young people's rich young people that are actually 30 by 30. I don't know why they name it like that, but it's actually inc.com. I got that from that website. I was kind of stumbling upon that. I'm like, that's kind of cool. But you can read that blog on www.aholeinthemiddle.com, and you'll find some useful stuff out there too. Now, the you know, I didn't get any caller today, so this is my I don't know, it's my second time, I believe. And if you can just go ahead and listen to this song.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, now that was from the movie Oh Brother, where I kind of downloaded that somewhere. But yeah, from the website, and I like having those playing around with it. That's one of them with that verse there. So I hope you liked my show today. See you guys till next time. You know, if you want to call in, call the number for guest calling 347-884-8125. You know, get those call and see what you come about here. Hold on a second here. Sorry about that for the elevator music that we have here. and we just covered the title is What's Going On in Young People's Mind. You know, a lot of stuff that's going on in young people's mind. But the, you know, things that I won't discuss here. what I'm saying is we need more young entrepreneurs these days. Well, we need more people who would take a full responsibility of their own actions, their own future, not settling as a mediocre, meaning that just working hourly and day by day and getting paycheck to paycheck and stuff like that. You know, young entrepreneurs, you would have to, you know, take initiative or take a first step. Forget that, and you would have to actually get on the bus for those young entrepreneurs. Read my blog www.aholeinmiddle.com for more information about the you know, the young entrepreneurs in there, I think that should do it. I would have to say goodbye to my. I don't know, I'm to the listener, I guess. All right, here we go. I would have to say goodbye. All right. Maybe.